3 Nephi chapter 23. Jesus begins this chapter by telling us that we are to search these things. We have to remember that at the beginning, when he began to quote from Isaiah, he told us to search those things. And then he repeats it again to make the importance of it clear. And then he says, "Yea, I command you to search these things." Now, the important thing of this is that the words of Isaiah are extremely important. And we're not supposed to just look at them and browse over them and say, "Oh, yes, see, they just uphold us and say how wonderful we are." Obviously, he wants us to search these things so that we might get information out of them. And the biggest information we can to those that are true followers of Christ is that he is aware of us, and he understands that we are scattered, and he will come forth and gather us. And that the Gentiles are to recognize that they are not fulfilling the work that he has given them to do, and first and foremost, that work is to bring people unto him, not unto them. And that, like all men, they have built up an organization to themselves, and that if they would search these things and study these things, they would see the truth of it. But again, today, those who are in power and say, "Oh, yes, we're doing well," and he's testifying in these scriptures of how well we're doing, they're not using Isaiah. That's not part of the constant doctrine that is preached to the church, meaning that we constantly talk about Isaiah over and over and put special emphasis on it and get into discussing it. We don't search Isaiah at all, and we don't discuss Isaiah at all. And again, that's because the spirit of Isaiah most fully condemneth the works of the Gentiles in this last day. And in verses 2 through 4, he more emphasizes that these records apply to the Gentiles and they need to search them. But you begin to get a feeling of him seeing our last day, and that the Gentile church would not want to study Isaiah, that they would see that it condemned him. Just like as we look into the Old Testament, the Jews who wrote the Old Testament, they didn't want to talk about that they were going to crucify the Savior, and they'd come unto him and they'd crucify him. In the same way, the Gentile church does not want to study Isaiah, which condemneth them, and say that they will be given this chance, and then they will be given the fullness of the gospel, the greatest blessing has been given to men, and they will reject it, and they don't want that part in there. So they don't, they do not search it and talk about it so that the people might better know that they need to do as it says in verse 5, hearken to those words, then repent, and then come unto to the Lord and be baptized. And he says, not only searching Isaiah, but to search the prophets. And who are the prophets? The prophet is the Book of Mormon. And the Book of Mormon tells us how most clearly that we can be saved. And again, it says in this verse here, to search the words of the Lord, repent, and be baptized. And that is an individual thing. Look to yourself, change yourself, and be baptized, meaning take your covenants to come unto the Lord, and then keep yourself single to the Lord. And then in the rest of this chapter, he just says that he wants to put more into the records, and he understands, of course, he knows all things, that there's something in the records that is not there, and this was that Samuel the Lamanite had prophesied this, and then it did come to pass when he'd completed his work and glorified his Father, and that was that many saints did arise and appear unto many. That means they arose from the dead and did minister unto them. And now that was all that he wanted to have put in there. But why is that? We have to say then there must be some importance to that. And the obvious importance is that we can expect these things when the Lord is doing his work. As we are not having these kind of signs and things happening amongst us today, we then have to feel that we have rejected the Lord.